Tasha, Channel 1, and so here we are reading the next section of Chapter 3. The possessive gi can be used in other ways. I've noticed I can be pronounced I or e. It depends upon what dialect. I've noticed it in being pronounced both ways in conversations that I've heard recorded. Anyway, for the purposes of the book and the tape, it's pronounced gi. The price of the fruit. Shingdo Gikong, Fruit of Price. The Lama's Throne. Lama Gishukti, Lama of Throne. Verbs of existence. Verbs of existence do not generally show tense or number. Tenses and number are denoted by other words in the sentence, like pronouns, nouns, and objects. These verbs may seem a bit confusing at first, for they are a difficult part of Tibetan grammar. The following examples will show you how to use verbs of existence in three important ways: to express identity, to express existence, and to express possession. The verb to be, used to express identity. First person, yin, am. Second or third person, re, are, is. Examples. I am Sydney. Na, Sydney yin. You are Audrey. Kerong Audrey Ray. He is Jeff. Kong Jeff Ray. The verb to be, used to express existence in a place. First person, ye, am. Second or third person, do or yore, are or is. Examples, I am in Tibet. Na pula ye. I, Tibet, in am. You are at the monastery. Kerong Gumba Ladu, or Yore, you, monastery, at are. Why do we give the choice of either using do or Yore for the second and third person conjugations? Though they are both verbs of existence, do is used when the speaker has actually experienced what she or he is talking about. If the speaker has been in Tibet and seen yaks there, he or she can say, in Tibet there are yaks. Pe la yak du. Tibet and yaks are. If the speaker has not been to Tibet but knows there are yaks in Tibet, she or he would say, in Tibet there are yaks. Pe la yak yore. Tibet and yaks are. Despite this difference, if you want to begin speaking the language without getting too particular, Tibetans will understand both. If you use do without having experience what you are talking about, or yore when you have, don't worry about it. When you hear others using these forms, at least you will know the difference they are making. And so, we'll continue on tomorrow. Simchanango.